One evening, near the end of last school holidays, I got into bed and I looked back at my day, considered it, and came to the conclusion that it was totally and utterly worthless. It had been sort of fun while it lasted, but once it ended, it left no discernible imprint on my or anyone else's life, whether good or bad. I hadn't done anything wrong, but I hadn't done anything right either. For me, this raised the question, what really matters in this life, and what should I be doing until Christ returns? Well, we are told by Jesus in Matthew 22 what we should be doing. At the time, the Pharisees were attempting to trick Jesus into saying something wrong. One of them, a lawyer, asked him, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" And Jesus said, "Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." However, we all know that being human, this is an extremely difficult thing to do. We all know that being human, it is so easy to get distracted, to turn away, or to forget to speak to God through prayer. How easy is it to spend a whole day filling your mind with worthless rubbish, to waste your breath, to fill our hearts with other things? But we must try to focus on God. You see, the purpose of this life now is for us to develop our hearts and minds for the kingdom. We should be trying to understand God and form a relationship with Him that will last forever. This relationship is the most important thing that we can develop in this life, as it is one of the only things that won't be left behind in the kingdom. Jesus said, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Christ Jesus, whom you have sent." Now, I'm going to ask you to imagine a scenario. It might seem a bit strange, but it will make sense in a moment. Imagine you like someone, and you tell them so, and they say that they like you too, but they don't really talk to you, and they don't listen to you. They sort of nod a bit when you talk. And if they talk to you, they mostly repeat themselves. It'd be kind of embarrassing. How would you feel about them? Would you still like them? This person is us when we don't read the Bible or pray to God or just repeat a formula every time we do. For a healthy relationship, we need to listen to God through the Bible and speak to Him through prayer. God wants a relationship with us. He wants us to think about Him all the time. He doesn't want to be ashamed of us. If we want to be in the kingdom, we need a relationship with God. We are told in Hebrews 11 verse 16, "They desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared for them a city." Jesus then continued His answer to the lawyer. Remember him? The guy that was trying to trick him. And He said, "And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself." The only other thing that matters is a good relationship with those around us. We need to treat others as we would like to be treated ourselves. We need to love them. I think we hear this so often that it's kind of lost its meaning. It means that we need to treat others with respect and develop healthy relationships with them. We need to look after each other. James 1 verse 27 says this, "Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world." This verse says we should keep ourselves unstained from the world, but how do we do that? Well, we need to have a different attitude than those who have no hope, and yet not treat them as if we think we're superior and look down on them. That would be allowing ourselves to be dragged down to their level. But we have a better calling. We are told in 1 Peter 2 verse 12, "Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honourable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God in the day of visitation." Now, I know that we are technically Gentiles, but since we can become the seed of Abraham through Jesus, I think that this verse applies to the unbelievers. We should be behaving honourably towards them. We should be treating them with respect, even if they belittle or trash talk us for our belief. Because if we do this, then if they don't believe now, they will when Christ returns. But what about work? School? Uni? What about TAFE? How should we be acting there? Well, Paul urges us in his letter to Timothy to aspire to live quietly and to mind your own affairs and to work with your hands as we instructed you, so that you may walk properly before outsiders and be dependent on no one. We should not be ramming our belief down others' throats. We should work quietly and not worry about what others are doing. We are once again urged to walk properly towards outsiders, to treat them with respect. We are also told not to be dependent on anyone. We should not rely on others in the ecclesia to support us financially or provide for all our needs. We should work quietly and work hard as if we are working for God and earn enough to support us and our family. Remember, money has its use, but it shouldn't be our focus. We can't take it into the kingdom. Now, I know it's so easy for me to say, the Bible says you should do this and you should do that. But it's one of those things that are easier said than done. All we have to do is to try to do these things. God knows how hard we try, and He knows what is in our hearts. Whether we want to do our best or to just try and look like it, He knows that we will all fail sometimes and we will all fall down. But at the end of the day, it's how hard we try that matters. There is only one person that ever succeeded, and He was Jesus. He is our example and aspiration. And because He succeeded, we can have eternal life in the kingdom. So, next time you feel like you're not fulfilling your purpose, you're wasting your time, or your day has been pointless, pray to God and strengthen your relationship with Him and with those around you. Be kind to others and support them, because we will be building relationships that can last forever.